This is a song entitled Dusk, and it's by the Caribbean Jazz Project. Bach says it's neither intelligence nor technique that holds people back from being successful self-taught learners. Notice now the focus on this, and with that statement, is self-taught learners. He says that really what's holding them back is insecurity, feelings of inadequacy. Stop the curiosity, and a lot of people won't pursue self-learning. And again, not that they need to forego formal education, but rather let self-learning be a part of their learning experience. Insecurity, feelings of inadequacy. In Bach's own field of competitive thinkers, he has learned that most people who have ambition have a terrible fear that although they're good, they're not good enough, they're not smart enough, and that's debilitating. Ties back to the notion of cultivating a growth mindset. People with that mindset don't worry about how smart they are. What matters to them is their openness toward developing their skills and talents. How many of you would say that helps to identify you? You are a person who is really concerned about being open to developing your skills and developing your talents. Having purpose or meaning behind your goals can help you persevere. Dr. Bowles tells the story of a 16-year-old girl who was intrigued by the notion of building something, but she was even more interested in gaining independence from her family. So she apprenticed with a local architect for 9 months at the age of 16. I know you might be wondering, like I'm wondering, what was going on in her household that she wanted to get away from her family? But anyway, almost a year, 9 months, she apprenticed with a local architect. After that, she enlisted the guidance of others and built herself a tiny house, her own tiny house. Deciding what's important to you and being open, conquering fears, can all help you move forward to learning and, who knows, doing things that could be great. You don't necessarily need to be a taskmaster to succeed as a self-learner. Bach says that he's a procrastinator, but after years of analyzing his learning and work patterns, he concludes that he must follow his own rhythms and whims and trust that he'll produce good work eventually. When he's distracted, at least part of his brain might be processing the tasks that he's actively avoiding. So he said he has to brood for long periods of time until he gets his mental organization in place. Once he spent an entire month procrastinating on a crucial project, working on a different project helped get him into the right headspace. So what about structure and accountability? Structure, along with external pressure and reinforcement, is critical for a lot of would-be self-directed learners who, if left to their own devices, would just turn on the TV and chill. Take learning a foreign language, something that a lot of people claim they want to do, and some actually have to do in order to succeed in business or pursue other opportunities. In his book, How We Learn, journalist Benedict Carey points out that an educated English speaker knows 20,000 to 30,000 words and hundreds of idioms and expressions. Gaining even half of those would take roughly 2 hours of practice a day for 5 years by one estimate. Now, can the average person really pull that off? Might be a feature of our age that there's an app for that. Duolingo is an app that as of 2015 had more than 100 million users. And this provides lessons in speaking, listening, and translation and multiple choice challenges for more than 20 languages. No one's going to shove your phone in your hand and open the app for you, but structure is built into the program and positive reinforcement is built into the program. You can instantly see what you've answered correctly. If you miss a challenge, the app tells you how to improve, and you can see how many days in a row you spent learning a language, a tool that can motivate you to not break the chain. And part of the way it works as well is that if you answer something incorrectly, you lose hearts. Having a practical rationale for learning a language on your own helps. A 2012 Queens College and University of South Carolina study of Duolingo found that its effectiveness really hinges on the motivation of the participants. The people studying for travel gained the most, while people studying for personal interest gained the least. A lot of us have a desire for real-world travel, and despite that vastness of the virtual world, want to travel. And that hints at the potential limitations of online learning. Massive online open courses. Checked out what happened with them. In 2013, thousands of people registered for individual massive online open courses, or MOOCs. But roughly 95% of them did not complete their coursework, according to Bowles, and that is a dropout rate far higher than with face-to-face instruction. How many of you have thought about maybe getting involved in more learning, even if it's lifelong learning? Maybe you have completed all the degree work that you plan to complete, and you just want to learn some more things as you go. Or some of you are looking at working towards more degrees, but you say, I've got to be in a classroom environment or I won't do the work. I'm not disciplined enough to stay with it. And for some of you, that is true. But for others of you, that may not be the case. There have been some people who have thought that. They really believe that their personality would not allow them to just be able to log on at a designated time, do their work, and stay with it long enough to get their degree. And some were pleasantly surprised. They did what they needed to do and did well. Just think about it. But in this case, with the MOOC instruction, roughly 95% of the people did not complete the coursework. We're saturated with information, Bowles says, and says if we don't connect the dots of what we're learning to our current body of knowledge, we get lost in all that information, and we miss those aha moments of understanding. It's a disadvantage that can be overcome with a little human contact. Other people can provide context and link the concepts for us. So if you're focusing entirely on computer skills like graphic design or programming, then yes, the internet alone can take you very far. Otherwise, you'll still need guides, if not teachers, who charge money. But as with other debates about education, it doesn't have to be either or. Master graphic design online, then sign up for a conference to learn even more. Bach advises self-directed learners to find like-minded souls and join forces. So it may be a matter, ladies and gentlemen, of you going about the business of really thinking about who you are, and I mean really giving some real serious thought to this, and not just jumping a gun, shooting from the hip, not really thinking about what you can or cannot do. It may be a matter of trial and error. Deciding to take one course online and seeing how that goes. Self-learning and learning from others in school. Doesn't sound like such a bad idea. I'll be back.